Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today we're finishing our series from the last few days about the impact of prayer on our families. These thoughts were inspired by the book What Happens When We Pray for Our Families by Evelyn Christensen. You can find the link for this book in today's email. When our loved ones suffer, we want to be near them to comfort them and relieve their pain, help them. Unfortunately, and for many different reasons, this isn't always possible. So, what should we do? Evelyn Christensen, the author of the book What Happens When We Pray for Our Families, writes this: Although my mother and I experienced a lifetime of touching prayers whenever we were together, the vast majority of our prayers were when we could not touch. And this is true of most family prayers. The percentage of times most family members can touch while praying is relatively small. As family members grow up, go to school, move away, or get married, physical touching can be spasmodic at best. So what do we do when we can't touch? My mother had the answer for that too. Hundreds of times through the years, she has reminded me, "Remember, Evelyn, we're just a prayer apart." She said it with such finality, no questioning and no wavering. It was just a fact, an indisputable fact. When we can't touch our family members in need, God still can connect us. The Lord can intervene in your loved ones' lives in response to your prayers. James 5:16 teaches us that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. God's intervention has no limitations. When you pray, no matter the location, wherever your family members are, God's arms are able to find them. What a privilege to know that even if you're far from the ones you love, you can take action through prayer. Even if you can't be at the bedside of those who are suffering, someone can do it for you thanks to prayer. Jesus. My friend, I invite you to release your loved ones' lives into the Lord's hands today. He can act where you can't. Place all your trust in Him and praise Him in advance for what He will do. Have a wonderful Sunday and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.